It's time to dive, dive into another astounding adventure of Dirk Spillane, Cosmic Wanderer.
Fly to the universe, deep in space, that's the place. It's the corridor to the ancient war, where the space patrol gets eaten by a troll. Fear is the enemy, the darkness lies within an infinite sea of horror.
And now, part 5 of Journey to Radon. The Time Crystal. Nearly powerful enough to make the forbidden voyage to the Yoke to visit Nech, the man behind the universe. Dirk and Sheena were discovered to be holding illegal mineral piles and sentenced to alien farm, from which they escaped thanks to Sheena's sexual abilities, and evolved themselves into Malumium sanitary clones, and stole the personal ship of the Tyrant of Maluma, in which they are presently escaping many fates far worse than death, and getting away with mineral piles enough to reach the Yoke of the Universe after all, and learn if Nech has fates for them, or if he has none. Find themselves blasting their way out of hell. Let's join them now as they escape from the Tyrant of Maluma in his own personal warship.
Miss that nice old-fashioned smock.
Hey, well, what's that say, Sheena? Come on!
Give me a break, Dirk. I mean, I just can't read every language in the damn universe, you know, okay? Jesus.
Fuck. That's it. Language of Maluma. Okay, let's see here. Vector, torque, alternator.
Huh?
I get it. Okay, baby. We're gonna force fly the intersection of these two magnetic gravitational blobs here.
Dirk! Have you gone crazy?
Okay. Grab your pennies, baby! Here we go! Get down! Alright, Force 3! Come on! Give me a Force 2! Come on, Force 2! Yeah, baby! Right. Alright, Force 2, Force 2! We got it! Come on, 1, come on, 1, baby! Alright, 1, Force 1!
Yeah, you wanna bet?
Yeah, one unspecified sex act.
You got a bet.
Tyrant on the radio, baby.
Bring my ship back.
Tyrant of Maluma, come and get it, baby. If you can find me.
It's a small universe, Splam.
So it is, Maluma.
We haven't seen the last of each other.
Hey. It's gonna be my game next time, you smut-sucking lowlife maggot!
Learn some manners before then, Dirk Splez. Jerk Splez.
Shove it, wormhead! Yeah, so's your old lady.
I had to blow the radio. I just couldn't.
Will you look at that nebula? Oh, you don't see that in Malibu, do you, baby?
No way. Ooh, it's so gnarly. What are you trying to do? You can't listen to a nebula. Hopeless case.
Here in space, babe. A deal is a deal, and a bet's a bet. You don't keep your word, you're dead.
How could you call this a sex act?
Well, what would you call it,
Dirk.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
We gotta eat. Here. You, Lambicina. Yeah. You take over.
I'll be quiet.
Yahoo!
No, I didn't even say. I've been always want to keep. I've always been afraid. I hope they don't see me. Oh, God.
Damned if I didn't. Hey, this place looks okay. You still hungry?
You're something else, you know. You cracked the light barrier like you're hanging tin in Malibu. We land on our feet, God knows where, and you ask if I'm still hungry?
Well, it was a big wave, let's say. You know, it might have scared some people.
Dirk and Sheena soon discover that in the town of Gobble, on the edge of the vast Lyrian plain, on a forgotten world, in a forgotten galaxy, there is a game called Meet the Chief.
Halt! I said, halt! Who are you? What is your business here on Darvon? Where are your permits? Don't you creatures wish?
I resent that. He looks like a scabby spider himself. Ugh.
Scabby spider, huh? You two came along with us. Chief wants to ask you a few questions. A few questions.
Questions. Stop.
Nice work, Sheena.
Do you both think
I'm a nice guy.
Real nice. Yeah. Oh. I like you. Hey, no, really.
Stop.
Asshole. Ow. Easy.
And you, miss, do you think I'm a nice guy?
Oh, Daddy. Your speckled legs turn me on. You are one sexy creature.
Which legs turn you on the most?
The middle ones, I think. Well, that ones are cute, too.
You are one cute creature yourself. Leave the room, everybody. Except for you, my dear. You can stay.
Hold the phone, Chief. Chief? You see this prism? This prism gives us certain rights throughout the galaxies.
Prism? I don't see any prism. Do you see a prism, Patrol One? I don't see no prism. I don't see no prism. What? I don't see no prism. I don't see no prism, Chief. Try to remember, Patrol One. Now, clear out, all of you, except for you, my dear. Sure, Chief, sure, Chief. You can go.
Sheena!
I'll be okay, Dirk.
Move it. Move.
But Chief,
we have a deal.
Cobalt burger, rare.
Would you like veg or min with that?
How's the min?
I can't. Real tasty.
Okay, min.
And what kind of dressing on it?
What do you got?
Bland sand, French petroleum, and crunch gruel.
Well, that crunch drool sounds good.
Gravity bits.
One more time.
Each sort of a specialty here on Darfon. Gravity so thick. Here we make little heavy pellets of Grim Gralkin.
Grim Gralkin, eh?
Sorry. We have a local helicopter chicken. Kind of creature called Grim Gralkin. I could bring the bits, the gravity bits on the side.
Right on. Do they feel heavy in your stomach?
It's hard to explain. Would you care for anything to drink?
Yeah, something with ice cream, cobalt milk, carob, malt. Like a shake, you know? Rushes.
And you, miss?
Sheena. She's talking to you.
Same.
That was easy. Would you like your drinks now?
Yes. Sheena.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have them now.
Sheena, what did the Chief do to you in there, babe?
I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind. Let's listen to the band.
Thank you.
Sure, Sheena. So did you happen to catch the sunset? Oh, it was really beautiful. It's kind of unusual. Six suns. It's kind of like six legs.
Bug off, Dirk Splev! I do not want to talk about what I had to do with that horrible crab spider. Ugh. Waitress!
Yes, miss? What can I get you?
What have you got that'll make me forget?
Mandele powder, dog root, and cuckoo-rumba. You won't remember nothing.
That just came through the door, Dirk Splev. What's that bulge under his coat? Why does he have five ears? Is he looking at you, Dirk Splev? Is he walking toward your table? Why are his eyes so strange? What does it all mean? Nothing good, Dirk Splev. Splevdom. Slime time. Stay tuned, Splevnauts. Night and day. Day and night. For suddenly, when you least expect it, you yourself may have to dive into another astounding adventure of Dirk Splev, Cosmic Wanderer!
Wherever you are, we want you to know, Derek, America, the U.S. invasion. news, that's the news. It's the corridor to the ancient war, where the space patrol can seem to buy a drone.